Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get an update now on the GM strike by United Auto Workers. Ryan Burrow's covering this one. Any celebration that this strike is ending, Ryan, seems to be on hold right now pending a ratification vote.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happened was the National Council voted to approve the tentative agreement. Now, all that does is it opens up the gateway for this contract to move now to the full membership. We're talking about 50,000 of these striking UAW workers across the country. They've got the next week. Voting will start tomorrow on Saturday and run all the way through 1 week from today, Friday, October 25th. It's going to be a thumbs up or thumbs down. This contract is about 750 pages long. So what they've done is they've actually kind of condensed it to a 20-page summary. They will be holding national education sessions, if you will, across the country. Leadership will meet with members to kind of tell them what exactly is in here. We're talking signing bonuses. We're talking benefits pay. We're talking job security. Some of the things that were baked and cooked into this deal will be told and explained to them over this next week, and then they'll get the final vote on that. The initial reading that we're getting from some of these union members is they're not exactly sure what's in it yet. They want to hear, I mean, most of them want to go back to work, but they want to make sure that it's a good contract moving forward. And one of the biggest issues that we're hearing to this point is no guarantee for the Lordstown plant, which is already closed. This is the plant in Ohio that is closed. GM has talked about putting a battery facility, hiring UAW workers. That's not part of this contract. So you've seen thousands of workers who are UAW voting members who will now weigh in on that from that Lordstown plant.
Meanwhile, the strike continues because the last thing they want is to end the strike before officially ratifying or reading through it all.
Absolutely. So back out to the picket lines for at least the next week. There will be no work done at any of these facilities. And, of course, that means not only will GM be losing more production, at least 1 week's worth of production, but it'll also mean that these striking workers will only be getting paid $275 for this next upcoming week.
All right, Ryan Burrow joining us live this morning from Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.